From the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point, the Evergreens are on the air. Welcome to Playoff Hockey. We've made you wait long enough. The puck is going to drop in 1 minute. I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to our broadcast on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. It's the Evergreens and the Spash Panthers. These are the third and fourth place finishing teams in the Valley Conference regular season. Spash has two wins over the Evergreens, a 4-0 victory on this ice in what was a dull effort for DC Everest. And then the Evergreens fell 3-2 in overtime to the Stevens Point team when they last met at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Evergreens really disappointed in that loss. They had a one-goal lead in the third period and could not hold it before falling in overtime. Evergreens, even though this is a road game, wear their home white sweaters. Usually it is reversed for the playoffs. Evergreens have the yellow numerals, green trim, black breezers. Spash in all black, with the red numerals trimmed in white. Teams gather at center ice. We're ready to drop the puck. Let's light this candle. Evergreens playoff hockey underway. And the Evergreens come in playing some of their best hockey of the season. Last three games, Evergreens 7-0 winners over Merrill, 6-0 winners over West Salem. And then to open the playoffs, an 11-1 whitewashing. So for goalie Michael Moe, that's one goal allowed in the last nine periods. Evergreens control the faceoff, and they send it right into the zone, put right behind the net, and the rebound almost came loose. There's no one in front. Evergreens fight for it in the corner. Chris Babiarz couldn't control it there, and now Spash comes back with a counterattack. Spash sends the puck into the corner. Michael Moe's located. It's behind the net. Jared Hauke for Spash comes back out to the point. Noah Cyclos puts it on net. Shot saved. Michael Moe went down low. Pad saved it. Evergreens try and counterattack. It's on the stick of Alex Degner. Degner sends it down and puts that on goal. And goalie Nathan Siklovat has been very stingy against the Evergreens this year. Had to go down and make a save from long range. Pucks at neutral ice. Evergreens again put it on goal from outside the blue line. Chris Sackman put it on net. It's covered up. We're going to have a faceoff. Going to come to Siklovan's left. We are just underway. Glad you're with us for our tape delay coverage. It's the third sporting event tonight on Fox Sports Radio after the East-West basketball doubleheader. 0-0, Spash and DC Everest. Off the faceoff, goes all the way around the boards. Nate Brunge tries to hold it in for Stevens Point. Tried to center to Chris Sackman. One of the Spash defenders disrupted it. Evergreens try and hold the zone there. That's Bryce Dively trying to keep it in. Dively can't. Goes out to neutral ice. Along the far boards where Sackman tries to send it forward. A Spash defender is waiting there at his own blue line. Stevens Point trying to get this puck controlled. Noah Cyclos goes behind the net. And Spash looking to rush the length of the ice. There's a takedown and almost a takeaway. Evergreens have it in the zone. Comes right out to the blue line. High check, not called as it was being put on net by Nate Bruns. It goes behind into the corner. Very physical in the corners here in the early going. Here's a shot on goal, a save! Put on goal by Austin Shiro and a save up high by goalie Siklovan. Evergreens have actually put a little more pressure on the net early going than Spash has. 15:04 to play first period. Can have another face-off here to Siklovan's left. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Put on goal, Austin Shiro again. He had a man in front and Seth Jaglinski couldn't quite steer it in. A backhand shot, save! Evergreens putting a lot of pressure on. Austin Shiro on the backhand side. Siklovan went down low, saved it with the pads. Evergreens have outshot Spash here in the early going. Evergreens have put four on goal here in the early going. Out to neutral ice. Evergreens take it away again. Coming on side is Avery Allard. Allard to Michael Plaza winds up and just misses. Evergreens coming out with some very good shifts. Stevens Point sends it down. This is on goal. Wave off the icing. Evergreens go back and retreat. Alex Degner has it. Degner cross ice pass comes out to the red line. It was a little too long for Brady Burrell. Big hit along the boards, but Spash has the puck along the far boards. Controlling there is Jake Jaworski, and Spash now sends him into the corner, but there's no one there. Stevens Point will get a partial change here. And Chris Babiarz sends it behind his own net for DC Everest. Opening 3 minutes. It's a good start for the Evergreens. Still scoreless. See if they can get this momentum and pay with a goal. Now Spash the other way. Shot, glove save, Michael Moe. That was put on net by Spash on the counterattack. Jake Jaworski with a wrist shot from pretty close range. Michael Moe guarding that near post up to the test. The the face-off here to Michael Moe's left. Evergreen's hockey sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreen's takeaway. We've got a takedown as Grant Dennis was going in. Dennis went hard into the boards behind the net, and we play on. Spash tries to counterattack. Surprise, referee's hand didn't go up on the counterattack. A shot put on goal by Jake Jaworski and gloved by Michael Moe. Dennis was sent flying into the boards on what looked like was going to be a pretty good scoring opportunity for DC Everest, and I'm not sure the defender who hit him got in front of him, so it may have been a hit from behind. From out at the blue line, shot on goal for Spash. Max Tetro put it on there, and Michael Moe sticked it into the corner. The action comes much faster at this smaller rink, KB Willett Arena, much smaller than what the Evergreens are used to playing on the Greenheck Fieldhouse. Evergreens send it all the way down the ice. It's behind the net. Spash has a defender there, and that's Max Tetro. Spash has it in the neutral zone. They're looking to go forward. Evergreen's putting some pressure on the puck here. Here comes a rush. Noah Cyclaws. Cyclaws tried to take it into the zone, had it poke-checked away. Spash controls the back between the red line, between the blue lines here. And now Tyler McHugh. McHugh sends it into the corner, into the zone, but the Evergreens take it right away. That's Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk played very well in that 11-1 win over Tomahawk. Tomczyk very active. Evergreens now. You know, the Evergreens, after getting off to a good start, the hockey's been more even for the last minute or two. From just outside the blue line, Nick Page tried to put that on goal. It was deflected away by one of the Evergreen defenders. It goes out of play. We're going to have a face-off coming to Michael Moe's right. 12.5 minutes to play first period. Evergreens are going to get a change here. We're sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Nick Larson takes the draw for Spash. Evergreens try to control that puck behind the net. Spash fights for it in the corner, goes out to the blue line. Noah Cyclos puts it on net. Traffic in front goes just wide. Spash had a man to deflect that in front, and it just went wide off the far post, just outside the far post. Evergreens now clear it out of the zone, out to center ice. Michael Plaza trying to chase down this loose puck in the corner. Spash defender is a little faster getting to it. Mason Tchaikovsky was there, and it comes right back out of the zone. Evergreens control at center ice and send it into the corner. Chris Babiarz tries to center. Babiarz had a man in front. It went off the stick of one of the Spash defenders, was trying to center for Brady Burrell. Comes all the way out beyond the blue line, so the Evergreens cannot hold the zone. Here comes Spash the other way. Both of these teams going full bore right now, 0-0. Here's a shot on goal for Spash and a save from Michael Moe. Rebound came out but went harmlessly into the corner. It was put on by Jacob Dunfries. Evergreens get a change here. Sure, Evergreens trying to catch Spash on the change. It is loose in front and covered up there. Grant Dennis saw that puck bouncing in front of the Spash net. And Nathan Siklavan went down and covered it up with his glove. It's kind of a dangerous chance there when you consider that that puck was just spurting towards the net. Faceoff comes to Siklavan's right. It goes right behind the net. Evergreens try and keep pressure on that puck. You know, the Spash defenders, the defensemen here, particularly good for Stevens Point. They snuff out a lot of opportunities. Not many second chances. Spash comes into the zone. Jared Hauke. Hauke puts it behind the net. The Evergreens have a defender there. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk on the backhand side, unable to clear, so Spash holds the zone here. Here's a shot on goal and a score. From just outside the red circle on the far side, it's a goal for Nate Jaworski. Jaworski beat Michael Moe upper left-hand side. Kind of frustrating for the Evergreens because the Evergreens had good scoring opportunities for the first 1 or 2 minutes of the quarter, of the period, and Stevens Point comes back with a goal. 10:55 left in the first period, and at even strength, it's Spash 1-0. The goal goes to Jake Jaworski. Wait and see about the assists here.
Assisted by number 2, Jared Hauke.
Jared Hauke will get
Austin Haas.
And Austin Haas. So the Evergreens give up a goal in the early stages here of the first period. DC Evers trying to put some pressure on the net. Shot didn't go through cleanly from Alex Degner, and smash. There's a 3-on-2 coming back the other way, and they're offsides. It's a break for the Evergreens because Smash was going to get a scoring opportunity there as the puck was along the far boards and one of the Smash players in a little early on the near side. Jake Jaworski's goal, 10:55 first period, gives Stevens Point a 1-0 lead. Derek Hauke and Austin Haas get assists. Faceoff will come just outside the blue line. Evergreen send it down into the corner. Siklavan comes out of his net for Stevens Point to corral it for one of his teammates. Evergreen's trying to take it away. Nope, Spash has it out at the red line. Now a cross-ice pass, and that's pretty good, to Brock Caulfield. Caulfield fights for the puck in the corner. Now it's on the stick of Kobe Keller. Keller put it on net. Traffic in front. Michael Moe covers up. Michael Moe knows that he's not playing with a lot of margin for error. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, last two regular season games, Moe pitched a shutout there in net, then allowed just one goal, kind of a fluky goal, in that 11-1 blowout of Tomahawk. Face-off comes to Michael Moe's left. Stevens Point fights for that puck in the corner. Around the boards, it goes behind the net. Kobe Keller. Keller looks to center from a tough angle. Shot save right in front with a lot of traffic, and Michael Moe's got it under his pads and covers up. Yeah, momentum has shifted, and it shifted very quickly. Evergreens came out with a house of fire, put a couple of shots on goal right away, but did not score. Spash has had the better of the action for the last couple of minutes here. Face off to Michael Moe's left. It's behind the net. An Evergreen defender controls it. Spash, though, holds it in at the blue line. Evergreens try and take it away. Comes back out to center ice. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk could not control it. Sent back behind the Evergreens net, where Nate Bruns is waiting for it. Bruns, now a bad pass, was looking for Tomczyk. Puck is loose in the center circle. Smash fighting to take it back. Kobe Keller and Smash controls. They'll have to go three-quarters length. Now cross-ice pass. Smash is onside, pops up at the blue line, and the Evergreens try and take it away. Alex Degner sends it back out to the neutral zone. Smash is waiting. They're building on this 1-0 lead. Mason Sikowski sends it in, and Michael Moe had to get down low to guard against that. It's behind the net. Moe, for a moment, didn't see it. Evergreens try and clear. There's a big hit along the boards against Brady Burrell. Burrell stayed upright, and the Evergreens still have the puck, but now it's loose. Spash has it in the zone. Fanning on the shot attempt there was Jacob Dunfries. It's behind the net. Evergreens send it back out to center ice. Spash is waiting for it there. Yeah, Spash has suddenly outplayed the Evergreens after Stevens Point allowed DC Evers to get off to a good start. 8.5 minutes to play first period. Smash leading 1-0. Somebody's season's going to end tonight. There's a takeaway at center ice for the Evergreens. Chris Sackman. Sackman tried to backhand it into the zone. Smash took it right back. Sends it down into the corner and now behind the ice, behind the net. Evergreens try and hand it there. There's a check in the back. Not called. Bryce Dively sent down to the ice. At the center zone. Smash along the far boards, goes cross ice, but there's an Evergreen waiting for it there. Here's Nate Bruns. Bruns puts it on goal from outside the blue line. Stick save. And it goes into the netting, over the net, and out of play for a stoppage here. Nathan Siklavan put that stick down, and we do have a stoppage. Just under 8 minutes to play first period. Smash 1, Everest nothing. DC Everest Hockey, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better, ministryhealth.org. Faceoff comes to Siklavan's right, goes behind the goal, now into the corner. Evergreens cannot hold it. Stevens Point clears it along the near boards. Evergreens try and retreat to center ice. Cross ice pass taken away. Going to have a breakaway opportunity here. Michael Moe with a save! Michael Moe denied Jake Jaworski his second goal. Jaworski had that opportunity on a bad pass. He was skating in uncontested against Michael Moe. Moe guarded the far post and denied the scoring opportunity. Could very easily be 2-0 Smash. The Evergreens lucky to be down by one. Smash has the puck back at the other end. They have to go the length of the ice. To Jaworski again. Denied last time. Can't control it. A little long. And Alex Degner has it. Sets up behind his own net. Evergreens look to rush the length. Degner out of his own blue line. Backhands it to neutral ice. There's Stevens Point's Jared Hauke sends it back in. Now the Evergreens try a counterattack up along the near board. You know, the Evergreens have not put a shot on goal, have not had a sustained scoring opportunity for a while here. At center ice, Avery Allard upended. Put in from outside the blue line. Now into the corner. Baby Ars tries to fight for it. Both teams very fast skating here. Physical in the corner. Baby Ars cannot hold the zone. Long cross ice pass. Spash is onside. Here's Brock Caulfield. Caulfield carried into the corner. Couldn't quite control it. Fighting for it there is his teammate Tyler McHugh. Evergreens and Baby Ars sends it down along the far boards. Icing the call. Stoppage with 6.5 minutes to play. Jake Jaworski figures in this game a lot. He scored the only goal we've had so far and was denied on a breakaway opportunity. Spash 1, Evergreens nothing. Sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and Jay and Weston. Off the faceoff, slap shot on goal from Matt Hoyt. Didn't go through cleanly, deflected. And now from out on the blue line, a shot that I don't think Michael Moe saw, and it's in the net. Spash is up 2-0. Michael Moe was screened on that goal. From out at the blue line, Matt Hoyt put it on the net, and Spash leads 2-0. Well, that good start for the Evergreens where they did not score has more than been erased at this point in the game. They find themselves trailing 2-0. That goal coming at even strength with 6:18 to play in the first period. Michael Moe was beaten to the upper left-hand side. Wait for the full scoring opportunity. It is Matt Hoyt's goal. See if we're going to give an assist here as well. They're going to give the goal to Colby Keller. Colby Keller. Puck goes out of play and we've got a stoppage here. We played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey, even though it has been very physical. One of the things you notice about Spash right away is the speed of this team. In fact, you would think Spash would have had a better than a 12-11-1 record during the season. This is the team that finished just ahead of the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Faceoff comes to goalie Siklavan's left. Evergreens control back to the blue line. They need to get something going here. Evergreens are on the power play here. Matt Hoyt goes into the penalty box for interference. Off the faceoff, the puck hit the piping up above the ceiling here as it pops straight up into the air, and we've got a stoppage. See if the Evergreens can make something happen here on the power play. Referees coming over to the scorer's table for an explanation. Yeah, that's going to be a faceoff with the puck going out of play, hitting something on the ceiling. Evergreens control the faceoff and hold the zone. Avery Allard. Allard goes across to Nate Bruns. 5-on-4. Shot on goal. Had a man in front. Saved into the corner. Evergreens are trying to set up Mike Plaza, who's in front of the net. A lot of traffic here for Baby Ars. Comes back out. Shot on goal again. Loose in front. Evergreens trying a rebound. Brady Burrell. And just went wide. Nate Bruns tried to get a stick on that. Got a broken stick on the ice. Here's a shot. Siklavan in front. Loose again. Evergreens jabbing at it in front of the net. Evergreens trying to put it in. And what do we have here? Evergreens singling a goal. What a pile up in front of the net. Had 4 or 5 bodies down there in front of the net. We're going to call this a save? Looks like we are. Actually, we're going to have a stoppage here. Do we have a penalty shot coming up? I believe we are. Yes, sir. With 3 or 4 players flopped on top of the puck, Evergreens are going to get a penalty shot here with 5:04 in the first period. Who's going to take it for the Evergreens? I believe it's going to be Chris Baby Ars. Yep, Baby Ars is going to take this penalty shot. We had a sustained pileup in front of the net there with 3 or 4 bodies on top of the puck. The puck was underneath one of the Spash defenders. He was on top of the puck in the crease, and that's why we're going to have the penalty shot here. And it seemed like the Evergreens were jabbing at that puck forever. Referee and linesman are at the goal, speaking with Siklavan. Our other referee is speaking to the Spash bench. Stash leads 2-0, so the Evergreens really need to convert on this penalty shot, and Chris Babyars is going to take it. And Babyars, probably the best stick handler on the Evergreens team. All right, Babyars against Siklavan. Penalty shot here, 5:04 to play first period. Babyars takes it at the center circle, skates up to the blue line against Siklavan, going in, shot, save. Babyars tried to go down low. I think actually he was trying to go between the pads, and he's been denied. Siklavan denies Babyars on a penalty shot. And the Evergreens needed that. And they got nothing. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Evergreens still on the power play for 107. Goes behind the net now where Michael Plaza fights for it. It's in the corner. Evergreens try and center and can't hold the zone. Comes back out to center ice where Avery Allard retreats. All right, Evergreens have to rebound from that. 50 seconds left with a 5-on-4 advantage. Evergreens back out at the blue line. Goes over to Nate Bruns. Bruns now down near the goal line in the corner to Avery Allard. Back to Bruns at the blue line. Bruns stick handling, launches it on goal, just saved. Down low with the pads again. Siklavan turns that shot into the corner. Evergreens fight to hold the zone. Still have the man advantage for 30 seconds. Evergreens looking to center. Babyars fighting for it. Comes back out to Bruns at the blue line. Has it taken away. Smash is going to have a breakaway opportunity for Colby Keller. Keller shot. Save Michael Moe. That's twice that Moe has turned away breakaway opportunities. So a shorthanded opportunity for Smash to really put the rout on here. Still 2-0. Only 10 seconds left in the power play. Evergreens come up. Michael Plaza. He's onside. Sends it into the corner. And with 4 minutes left in the first period, we are going to go back to even strength. The Evergreens unable to score with that man advantage, including a penalty shot. Smash on the counterattack coming up here. Austin Haas. Haas in the corner, checked off the puck, sent flying. Big hit from Avery Allard. Sent all the way down the ice. Icing's the call. Stoppage with 3.5 minutes to play first period. Get the feeling the Evergreens really need to make the most of this time left in the first period. They've got to get something going here. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Convenient locations, Schofield, Weston, and Wausau, Intercity State Bank. Face-off is to Michael Moe's left. It's behind the net. Moe's got it located this time. That second goal that he gave up here, Moe was screened, didn't get a good look at it. Was beaten from out high beyond the blue line. Now the Evergreens have it behind the net. Fighting to hold it is Chris Sackman. Sackman can't. Smash comes back. They have 3-on-2. Nope, Evergreens do a good job getting back. 3-on-3 here. And Smash sends it behind the net. They'll get a partial change. Evergreens go cross ice. You know what? On that cross ice pass, went into the skate of one of the defenders and almost was put on goal. Evergreens clear it out. Goes all the way down. We'll touch up for icing with 3:02 to play first period. We're at the KB Willett Arena. Smash got a first-round bye in the playoffs. The Evergreens had to play a number 12 seed versus number 5. Evergreens are the fifth seed in this bracket. And they obliged by beating Tomahawk 11-1 back on Tuesday night. Evergreens deflect that shot from Smash, goes into the corner. Big hit. Uh-oh, elbows out. Austin Shiro, no penalty, will play on. Shiro's got the puck. Shiro trying to clear the zone. Instead goes to center ice. Smash is waiting for it. Noah Chihole sends it back in. Nope, now it's on the stick of one of the Evergreens players. Evergreens have to be careful with the puck because these bad passes lead to scoring opportunities the other way. Austin Shiro fights for it. Evergreens hold it at the blue line. Derek Tomchik sends it into the corner. Under 2.5 minutes to play. Now it's on the stick of one of the Smash defenders. Sets up behind his own net. He'll have to rush the length of the ice. Evergreens take it back at the center line. Evergreens backhanded into the zone. They'll get a partial change here. And they'll let Smash set up behind their own net, having to go the length. Pass out to three-quarters ice. Here comes Stevens Point along the far boards and into the corner. Smash is onside. Nick Larson fights for it. Larson's looking for a teammate to center. Had one of his teammates calling for it out at the center line, but it's taken away in the corner by Derek Tomchik. Tomchik tries to shuttle it forward to Nate Bruns. Now off the far boards. And here comes Brady Burrell. Burrell out to center ice. Unable to control it. Evergreen's trying to get something organized. We go under 2 minutes. 1:45 to play. Spash is up 2-0. Into the corner. Michael Plaza will fight for it here. Evergreen's are onside. Plaza looking to center into the skates of Alex Degner. Needed a little better pass there. And Spash counterattacking. 2-on-1 coming back the other way. Opportunity shot just wide. Colby Keller was skating in with Jacob Dunfries, and it was Dunfries who misfired, going for the far post. Again, Michael Moe's been tested on a couple of those and has been up to the task. 1:15 to play. Evergreen's trying counterattack. It's out at center ice. Uh-oh, left there. One of the Stevens Point players coming back on the counterattack, Tyler McHugh. Boy, Stevens Point takes advantage of a lot of the opportunities. McHugh had a bad angle, but it was still loose in front and sticked out of there by one of the Evergreen defenders. Go under a minute here, and the Evergreens have Chris Sackman backhanding it now behind the net. Sackman tries to follow the puck. Evergreens want to hold it out. Nope, Spash is going to come back the other way. It's on the stick of Kobe Keller. Leaves it in the corner. 45 seconds left in the period. Spash tries to hold the zone. Nate Jaworski got it behind the net. Jaworski looks to center. He's got a man in front and just off the stick of one of his players in front and out of play. Tried to center for Ben Decker and went off his stick and out of play into the netting behind the goal for a stoppage with 31 seconds to play. DC Everest Evergreens playoff hockey sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Glad you're up late with us. This hockey game, third game of a triple header on Fox Sports Radio. You heard Walsall East boys and girls basketball earlier. Under 30 seconds to play. Face-off puck goes behind the net. Michael Moe guarding for a wraparound. Evergreen send it out. Brady Burrell. Now that's put on goal. Moe down with the low set pad save. Centering shot in front. Moe also didn't get that one through cleanly. Deflected off the skates of one of his defenders. Now with only 10 seconds left, comes briefly out in front. Chris Babiarsch tries to disrupt it. Spash sends it into the corner. 5 seconds left. Evergreens fight to tie up the puck, and that's where the quarter will end. Spash gets 2 goals in this first period. Jake Jaworski from outside the red circle beat Michael Moe upper left. And then on a longer shot from out of the blue line, it was Colby Keller who beat Michael Moe also upper left. And at our first intermission, Spash leads DC Everest 2-0. At our first intermission, we'll review the final Valley Conference standings for the season. We'll come back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.